tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Baby girl.
Oh, those smooth sounds, everybody, are... from our special guest coming up a little bit later. If you can figure it out, let us know, because he is a surprise for everyone. What is up, AfterBuzz TV Nation, American Idol superfans, AfterBuzz superfans? You've come to the right spot at the right time. This is the American Idol After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, JC Rubio. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JC Rubio TV. Let us introduce our wonderful hosts, starting with the lovely lady to my left.
Hey, y'all. I'm Violet Kanyan.
Where can they find you, Violet?
Oh, right. On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Violet Kanyan.
And across the table.
Hey, everyone. It's Stephanie Georgie. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, and on Snapchat at Stephanie Georgie, and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
Hey, y'all. It's Jason Eichler, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter and everything else at Jason Eichler.
And, of course, running the booth tonight, do we have someone new tonight? Who do we have in the back tonight?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, what's going on? Welcome to the American Idol After Show.
Thank you.
Are you ready? Are you a fan? If you're not, we'll make you one.
It's been a while since I've watched, but... okay. If you guys can change my mind.
That's what we're here for, absolutely. And of course, we have to say hello to the chat roll. They are our unofficial fifth host. What's up, fellas? What's up, Scotty B, Rotor 13, Joseph Boza? The list goes on
the
and
regulars.
On.
The regulars.
Hey, no, we got Elijah Brown. We've got tons of people here. And stay tuned for Matt Girard coming up in about, what, 5-10 minutes?
So you just gave it away.
Yeah. Well, I know. I gave it away because
you suck
fans
at surprises.
That hurts my feeling, Jason.
You did it, not me.
Jason needs coffee. He's had a very long day, so this is what's great, because we're going to get great critique.
The bitch is back.
Oh no.
Switzerland's done. Okay.
No, I'll probably be Switzerland.
All right. So, all right, everyone. Now, tonight we have not one, not two, but three songs. We lost Violet. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
She's running our tech right now. All right, so let's talk about tonight. Now, tonight it broke down into three different categories. We had, of course, Scott Borchetta's picks. We had also hometown inspirations. And also, last but not least, judges' picks. Overall thoughts. I'm going to ask you a question. Of all three, who do you think got it right? Judges, Scott, or their own hometown inspirations?
I think I'm going to go with Scott.
Scott did well, but I feel like it was different for everyone.
I agree.
Yeah.
Really? But overall, that's what I want to see. Who got it righter?
I think it depends on contestant.
I think it does.
You know what? I'm going to chat roll. Let us know who you think knows the artist the best, because they're going to give us the honest answer. So first off, we're going to start off with... we lost Violet.
I know, it's okay, guys.
Trying to get it all worked out.
And if you see us nice and sweaty, it's because we're hot about tonight's show.
Yeah.
So let us start off with... we're going to start off with in who we lost.
Rayvon. It would have been such an amazing story if he made it to the top and even won.
I know.
I really, really was rooting for him to be in the top.
You know what is cool this year? At least the top four is basically he's only not going to be on the show for one episode.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because he'll be back in the finale performing.
Right.
Yeah, so overall, now, Jason, I know we save it for news and gossip, but without telling us anything, how was his demeanor?
Without telling you anything.
Tell us everything.
Expected. Like, I think he was upset, but he has a great attitude and is positive about everything. And he... We have something. Oh, we're on live. That's me and the Echo. He has a great attitude, and he said actually he'd like to do some acting.
Oh, really? I can totally see him acting.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I love him. He was great. He was so happy and good with everyone. I was watching him with all of his interviews. What a good person.
Yeah, for fans that don't know, actually, not only, you know, we know Jason covers the carpet after the show, but he also had a special assistant guest,
yeah,
and that was Steffi G.
She's a great personal assistant. There's some things she can work on, but I did bring her to introduce her to a certain young man.
It was great. It was great. More to come later, y'all.
Yes, cannot wait to hear about that.
But let's honor Rayvon and let's talk about his performances tonight. Let's start off with "Want You to Want Me" by Jason Derulo.
I did not like this song choice at all. Mm. I don't think if Rayvon puts out an album, it's going to sound anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting if that's how Scott sees him as an artist.
Right.
Because I don't think that's the type of artist Rayvon. I think Rayvon is more like a Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Singing like big sad ballads, not like R&B sex songs.
Yeah. I totally agree. I was like, really? This is what they're trying to make him to be.
Yeah.
So commercial, so pop, so R&B. But he's not that. He's so much more. He has such a deeper level to him. And I'm kind of sad that Scott sees him just as that. Not saying anything bad about Jason Derulo. He's an awesome performer.
Yeah, but Rayvon is, that's just not the route he's
right,
going.
Right, exactly.
And I thought vocally he sounded really good, but it almost comes across as corny. In a way,
inauthentic.
Because you can tell what he's good at doing. And he said to himself, he's like, I love to sing about love. Like, that's just what he is. So ballads is where he's at. That's why he does it so well, because it's what he connects to.
And his voice is so velvety smooth. It's like, it's a shame to use it on such like a...
Yes.
Yeah, not challenging.
Yeah, thank you.
But the other side of the argument, maybe it's that Scott is trying to make him stretch. You know, once you're outside of your comfort zone, that's where life begins. Mm-hmm. Could that be the step for... I mean, Scott's doing that.
I think there's a difference between making somebody stretch and making somebody be an artist that they're not.
Right.
Okay.
Agreed.
Well said. Okay, yeah, chat roll is... They're split. It seems like they're split as well, you know, 50-50 on, you know, whether it was a good start for him or not. I thought it was a good start for the show.
Right.
But like you said, don't know if that's truly his wheelhouse, like his next song, mm-hmm. As by Stevie Wonder. Hometown Inspiration.
My God. That one was such perfection. It's like the mid-tempo, smiling, happy, joyful song that really, really matches him and matches his voice.
I don't know if I caught that he sang this at the White House.
We heard some, like, did you guys hear that?
Yeah, he said that. He's done a lot of music stuff before on the show. I'm assuming with a choir or something he's singing there. But I think this goes to show you, because all the judges and everybody this whole season is like, we don't know who Rayvon is as an artist. Rayvon knows who Rayvon is as
exactly.
an artist. And he knows what songs he sounds best in and what genre.
Absolutely.
Thoughts on As, Steph? Were you feeling that?
Absolutely. I love it. It's one of those things now for me where I was watching everything, and it is. It was top four. I mean, even J-Lo said tonight, one of the judges was talking about how it was different from last year, and it's just a matter of, like, artists, not like these completely different people. And even when they came in, to be fair, they were so much cooler. Like, I don't know what it is.
They had more presence and more energy.
They seem like the artists of today. They all seemed like they belong. Like, in fact, had they not been on the show, I could have seen them individually just popping up in our media, doing with their own type of genre music. But I thought he did great. I think that was more of him also. And as soon as he's able to do what he wants, then that's when we're going to really hear the Rayvon that we've been wanting to hear.
Yeah, Jason, I still don't get a read if you liked it or not.
Oh, his performance?
For As.
I don't like the song, personally, but I thought he sounded really good on the song. I just don't like that type of music.
Right.
Okay. It's taste, okay?
Yeah, but I love Rayvon.
No, but it makes sense, because right now, all four, you're here because of a reason. You are all fantastic, phenomenal singers.
Yeah, he's an incredible singer.
And right now, it's basically, it comes up down to America's taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like him doing younger songs. Like when he did Justin Bieber last week, I think that's what he should be doing.
Okay.
Like young ballads.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see how we all fall on this one. Then Joe Cocker's You Are So Beautiful.
Oh.
Let's see. No, because Violet and I had a little, like, we disagreed slightly, but what are your thoughts?
I didn't like that song. I didn't like any of his song choices tonight.
Exactly.
I thought he has proven time and time again that he can sing anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible singer. But I think that's been the problem, is the judges don't get who Rayvon is, and neither does Scott. And so they give him these songs. I thought the song was corny. Yeah. And I think he can do so much better, and he sang the hell out of it. But
we're going to finish strong. I'm going to leave you two ladies, because I'm totally with Jason on this one. It didn't work for me, and it was crucial. I mean, it's all moot now, because unfortunately he was going home anyway, but for that to be your last song, it didn't make sense for me for Rayvon.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it. And I mean, I don't know if it was the arrangement. There was something that just did not gel.
He sounded great, but I have to agree also. I mean, that was the last song in the world that I expected him to sing. I mean, like I said, he sounds good. We all know that he has an incredible voice, but that was just so weird. But like, what weird song choice.
Even give him like a Jesse J ballad would have been so good. Hmm.
It wasn't bad. I can't say that it was bad. It was just...
No, he sounded great. It was just a weird song, right?
It was just really weird. Yeah. I was like, you are so beautiful, and all I could think about was the Little Rascals.
That same.
So it's funny that...
Can't you see?
Violet, be the voice of reason.
I'm so... confused. I really, really loved it. I thought he sang it. He changed the arrangement in a way. I feel like the original is more telling somebody you love, you're so beautiful, just being sweet about it. And I feel like the way he did it was more of like a pleading, like, no, you're so beautiful kind of thing.
Like Christina Aguilera.
Something more in that realm of being beautiful.
Oh, I like that explanation.
So, I just felt like he was kind of pleading with the world almost. Yeah, America. It was so emotional for me.
I thought he was so connected to all of his performances.
He was.
I thought he sounded great. I just think the actual songs, I wouldn't download any of them, and I loved him on all of them.
It's I will download okay. this one. And the You Are So Beautiful version, and even though he kept singing the same line over and over again, I know there are other songs that are like that, and I've noticed on past idols where I'm like, you're singing the same line, like change it up.
Yeah.
But I didn't even notice it was the same line until at the end. I'm like, oh, that's all he sang. You're so beautiful. And it was just so captivating for me.
I liked the way that you received the song.
Yeah.
However, I have to say that watching it in the press room was a little bit distracting, because everyone like is talking, and it's not the same as what it is when we're in the screening room,
right,
where we can just focus
but
on
I think that's when you're competing on a show, like, or if you're performing, like, you're competing for everyone's attention.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, like, you should, like,
because
they cheered for certain performances.
They did, that's true.
So if you have the power to draw you in. But I think he does. I think it comes down to song choice.
Whatever. Rayvon is dope.
Yeah, he talked to Harry after the show. Harry pulled him aside and said, like, hey, I see myself in you, and I just want to make sure you're on the right track in your career. And, like, was giving him pointers on, like, what's a good next step to take.
That's awesome.
And that's phenomenal, because Harry even brought that up, that they don't get a lot of time with him. They hear him sing, and they leave. But superfan Joseph Boza said that Joe Cocker song should have gone to Clark instead of Rayvon.
No, thank God.
I think we should not do Joe Cocker on American Idol.
Yeah, just point blank period.
All right, well, speaking of which, let's move on to Clark Beckham and Scott's choice. Wow, Steph, what's with the smile already?
I can't smile.
No, I know this is not news and gossip yet, but you got to meet him tonight.
I did get to meet him. He was so sweet. I was happy. I didn't have to be like, hey, remember me? He peeped me out. He knew who I was.
He peeped you out?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
He did.
But let's talk about tonight, the song. Once again, Scott Borchetta making them stretch. Mm-hmm. Were we okay with Beautiful Day and You Too?
Yes. I know that you felt different about some of the beginning. I did like to hear him, because I personally love Clark's lower register. I thought the song was great. I probably wasn't the biggest fan of his... Well, what was his second song?
His second song was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Oh, just kidding. Otis Redding. Ooh, I don't know. Man, I'm just a sucker for Clark, so I don't count.
I like the song for him, too, because I think it made him stretch in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, like, I could see him veering out that way a little bit on an album. I think it took, like, 35 seconds into the song for him to, like, seem emotionally connected. Once he got to the first chorus, then I was like, oh, you got this. Wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
But he didn't, look like he was into it, and I'm sure it was just nerves or something, but his eyes were kind of wandering, he didn't look emotionally connected, and then once he got to the chorus, I was like, on the edge of my seat, like, this
yeah.
is good.
I could agree with that also, but I mean, I also think that he sounded great, and it was nice. I'm happy that they gave him a song that was different like that, just so that America can see. And then Otis Redding, because that's his boy, he does everything Otis Redding perfect, but can I just say that last song...
We're going to get there. We'll save it. You got to save it. It's like, you got to warm up.
It's like you go first base, second base,
thank you.
Third base, and then you bang.
Yeah, shut up.
Okay, Violet. Because I think, Violet, yeah, you are the opposite one. Here, you're the outlier. Because I wrote down what you said. So go, let's see if
Wait,
you
what
it.
Did I say? I thought it was pretty awesome.
Violet thought it was awesome.
Oh my god!
I liked it.
I thought it was so interesting the way the background was. His hair was totally different. Yeah. What he was wearing. I feel like it was just a whole big performance, and I was pleasantly surprised with it. Good. And his voice, of course, sounded amazing with it.
I think his body without his instrument looked uncomfortable until the chorus, and then once he got comfortable, then I'm like, he looks like a rock star.
Yeah, like the way he was holding it, the way he was leaning, I was like,
wow.
The
first 30 seconds were just a little off to me.
Interesting.
And then once he got it, I was like, he looks like he's just commanding the whole place.
So speaking of command, sitting on the dock of the bay, Steph.
So good, but that's his element right there. I mean, that's his soul. That's where he comes from. That's like what he sings. That's what's in his heart. So when he sings stuff like that, it sounds incredible.
Okay, now the fan asked this, and that is, is he peaking or did he peak too soon?
I think that. Right now, he's perfect. The last couple of episodes, I'm not going to lie, like last week, it was a little bit underwhelming, if you will. He did have his peaky moments, but I think it's just kind of been up and down. It's just a matter of, like, what songs they're available to sing. Like, Rayvon, tonight, You Are So Beautiful, that's something, I mean, we love him, but that wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
But, no, I think tonight was perfect for him. I think he needed this evening, and I was, like, praying for it, and he gave it to us, so.
I think the difference with what you're saying with peaking is that you look at somebody like Nick, who didn't start out as like somebody that you thought would even be in the finale,
and
he is coming at it so hard every week and is getting so much better, where Clark's been consistently good the whole time,
right?
And Nick has been like improving and so much more comfortable, so it seems like it's more of a journey with Nick, but Clark is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And it's a matter of just finding like what other song can he sing that we haven't really heard of, and they were able to give us two different ones tonight.
No, because I think he won round two for me. I thought round two was actually the best round out of all three.
Okay.
I thought
they got to choose.
They got to choose, and it was them.
Right.
With the packages and whatnot. And I thought it was. I had a three-way tie for round two.
Who was your three-way tie?
I believe I had Rayvon, Clark, and...
Jax.
Nick.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hold on.
You didn't think Jax?
Hold on, let me look at my notes.
Your notes are wrong.
No, let's see.
It's so hot in here.
No, I
I'm dying.
Yeah, it's hot in here. So, yeah, no, I had Jax. I liked her. We'll get to that in a little bit later. I liked her in a different round. But let's move on to The Weeknd. Earned it. Did he?
Oh, my. Yes.
Did it?
I will say I watched with Stephanie, and she slid off her seat.
I knew that was gonna. I was like, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, the way this man looks right now, Stephanie is dying.
But here's the thing, though. Well, I was happy with what Jennifer Lopez said right when she said it, especially because I've been listening to that song so much just recently. So it was weird that it even came into play and that it was him that was singing it. But J-Lo even said, "Let's sing something that she found that you know that The Weeknd, that artist, is quite soulful himself, but that's." Very modern, up to date on the radio, and see what Clark sounds like doing. I was like, good, let's put him to the test. If he's good, he's good. If he's not, he's not. And he sang it a little, it was a little slow in the beginning, like
you said. Same from the first performance, actually. I think it took him like 30 seconds
to get
into it.
It's just one of those things where you just kind of have to find your spot in it, and he did. And towards the end,
Wait, hold on. Violet, Jason, Brittany, who do you think Clark was singing that to? That's what I want to know.
Do you think it was Steffi G, maybe?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was.
We are kidding. We are kidding, Clark. Violet.
That last song, I mean, I was talking to you about it. There were parts where he goes into the falsetto too quickly. It doesn't flow too well in the beginnings.
Yeah,
but
I think
it was too, like, jumpy for me. But then towards the end, I was like, holy mother of hotness.
Yes.
And I think that is like...
Praise, girl.
Really complimentary to Clark as a singer. Even if he doesn't like start off strong, he can get into it and fix it and make like turn everybody around. Because I do think it started off a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing, once he got to the chorus... Then it was, maybe you should just start with choruses.
No, whatever. It was fine because honestly, it was like a buildup that we all needed because it was that much more exciting when he got there.
Yes.
Rather than him just being good from the beginning. And I have
to say.
Okay,
I'm going to call you out on that because that's a little biased.
What?
Just what? A little.
No.
I mean,
no,
I get what you're saying.
Have a strong whatever. Performance
but
from
that's
beginning
what happens.
End.
If you're a good artist, then you get fans who are going to have your back no matter what. It's like, go ahead, F up an entire song.
I still love you.
Oh, really? That's, well, speaking of which I'm not saying he ever has, but I swear, I think, in Violet's opinion, Nick won round four.
Nick was
There was no round four. That's the point.
Oh.
She is a
super he won everything.
Do you know what, Violet? I think Nick won the night.
Hell yeah, he did.
Okay, Jason?
Nick was
Can I say something?
Yes.
I absolutely agree with you.
I know, Tyler.
Especially the second song. Let's backtrack a little bit. Let's talk about Because of the Night, Springsteen.
Oh my God!
I thought that might be a little too dated for the younger fans, but I think he might even win younger fans with that.
Yeah,
song.
Because I'll be honest, I never had heard the song.
Me neither.
I mean, it's Springsteen though; it's the man.
Yeah, we got nothing. But he, I think he's done so well at like. Making his own song on the show, because I wasn't necessarily a Nick fan when the show started. I'm like on Team Nick now. Like he is so confident on stage; he looks comfortable. You just sit back and watch him when he's singing because you know it's going to be good.
Yes.
Like I'm not like, okay, how's this going to sound at this point? Now I'm like, oh, you're good. This is like you just enjoy it.
Yes.
So did you guys feel it when J-Lo said that it seemed like he disconnected in a part of that song?
No.
I don't know. They're tired.
J-Lo.
But all three of them, man, they were tripping me out tonight with like some of their comments. And I was like, you're just finding something to say because you feel like you're being repetitive. Or the producers is talking in your ear right now. And so you're just saying something stupid. But Nick was great. Like, I have to agree. I mean, y'all know I love Clark till the day I die. But Nick was incredible tonight. All of his performances. He's a rock star. He looks so good on stage. He was great.
Yeah, no, he's showing ownership in every song.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And tonight that first song was In His Lane. I mean, he's spot on. But
he's amazing.
I still say the second song. If he's going to win the competition, it's because of the second song, because the energy of the crowd.
I would like to say, I have been saying that Nick should do Andy Grammer.
Yeah,
since
you
I started
have.
Talking about
That's where I've because okay, I think I know this song and I know the other song you mentioned of his, and I'm like, I'm not familiar, I don't know his face, I don't know his name, but it was familiar because it just clicked. You've been mentioning him all season,
yes,
because
I think that's like a current artist, and he said this actually tonight. Like, if he makes an album, it's going to be in that vein,
yeah,
where it's like a little like country folk rock kind
of. Yeah, no, it was
this
so
boy.
Good.
He is more country. Nick, you are more country than you know. I mean,
I think Scott's going to sign him too if he doesn't win.
Yeah, because
Sam Hunt, him like same lane.
Yeah,
Nick is. I'm sorry, Sam.
Oh, I just heard
way
Sam Hunt
better.
For the first time, he's really good.
Do you know
right?
what he looks like?
No, but
same look as Nick, but. Not as good vocally.
But I think it's
Nick
been cool.
Is way
yeah.
more.
I think it's been cool to watch Nick actually grow as a better performer on the show because he's been doing music mm-hmm. for a while.
Yeah.
So still at this point in his career to be like, oh, there's still more for me to learn.
Yeah.
And he's become a better performer.
Yeah.
If you watch older performances mm-hmm. till now, like he's gotten really good.
Yeah. Yeah. He even said so himself when he was interviewing, he's like, you know, I've been performing for so long, but it was just weird in the beginning. Everything was so different. The cameras and just having to deal with it. And so I think that's the reason why I love American Idol, because that's what the difference is between other shows, is just that they start from something. They're just very raw. They're mm-hmm. very real. It's not people that have been pushing and producing and whatever. It's just kind of what they can get from it and how they're learning. And that was an awesome person to see grow.
Here's fans are even saying that Nick is more of country pop, in my opinion. He should sing Dustin Moore.
Oh.
Mm.
Or Sam Hunt.
I think he should sing damn it.
Okay.
Something horse something. I tweeted to him about it. Haven't heard back.
Wouldn't it be fun to hear him do Sugarland Stay?
No.
Nick said hi back,
no?
though.
Oh, I love that song.
Well, let's find... Did we like... I'll Be by Edwin McCain as his final song.
I don't like this song either, Cheese Ball Factor, but he sang the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate that song, but he did a great job.
Why?
I think I love all the cheesy songs.
Why do you hate that song?
It's just corny.
It's just an old, like, wax song.
Like, there's some old music that we should just...
Not sing anymore.
You know, Steph, we have great news because I believe you'll be doing a spotlight on with Edwin McCain coming up next month. So keep it coming.
Did he sing that song?
Yes, he did.
You know, I'll be good for you. She's like, I'll switch it up if you need me to.
She's like, I will interview him and be happy
you.
About
yes,
it.
I really will.
No, but what I've noticed, we've really, really gushed over what Nick did tonight, and what we've talked about is his growth. But would you say, like, Clark, Jax, and Ray Vaughn, they've always been phenomenal, but... Did we see growth out of them throughout their arc in the show so far?
Yes.
Yes.
100%. Ray Vaughn especially, I think he's gotten more, like, connected to songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it is what they let him sing and not sing.
Right.
But all of them, I think, have grown a lot.
Absolutely.
I feel like with Ray Vaughn, I honestly think he's been so amazing from the beginning. But the judges kept, like, pushing him down, like, saying, oh, you're not doing this, you're doing this too much, you're not doing this enough, mm-hmm. you're not connecting. Right? When every single week we come on here and be like, what the heck are they talking
exactly.
about?
They
He's amazing.
They were doing the same thing to Clark, and that
was
pissing me
and
off.
Finally, in the last couple weeks, they've been like, wow, Ray Vaughn, you're so good.
Yeah.
And it kind of irritates me, but I feel like he's been so good throughout the entire show. Yeah,
I think Nick has definitely had the most growth out of everybody. But I think everybody's, especially the four we have right now, I think this is, like, maybe the best top four we've had on Idol.
Yeah, so
I
good.
Agree.
And honestly, when they were going to call out who was going home, with all my heart, I didn't know. I was like,
That's beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. I mean, the other seasons, J-Lo said it herself, that there was, like, one or two, or there was the powerhouse.
Yeah, but she always knew.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I actually write J-Lo's lines for her on the show.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. AfterBuzz exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
No, but let's move on to, of course, Jax, the giant slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was so awesome. I love the relationship she has with her father, first. Second, she was so cool on stage today. She's like, she's such a cool girl. She's better than Miley.
Wow.
I'm not going to comment on that, but...
Things got real serious real fast.
Totally is.
She's ready to go on a tour. She's ready to... You know what I mean? Like, you watch her...
That little girl,
and you're just
got
like,
it.
Am I watching the VMAs? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
She has so much control on the stage, and she's so comfortable.
Yes.
And her vocals, I was trying to think... There's not anybody in pop music right now that, like, has that strong of a, like, pop rock vocal.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know.
Right, like,
Kelly?
She's like Demi Lovato.
No, but they're like powerhouse. I'm saying, like, I'm comparing her to, like, a rock singer. I don't know. Like,
oh,
I think Hayley Williams is the only comparison
right
now.
Right. No,
that
she
we
could
have.
Just kill it. No, she's so good, and the way she interacts with the crowd, she kills it. Just singing to them, and the best part is that she doesn't get awkward with it. She can literally stand with one person, and then you're like, damn, that's why we love her, because she's so dope when she does it.
Was it you tonight? Somebody was telling me that they think Scott's trying to make her like a new Avril Lavigne.
Mm-mm, that wasn't me.
Okay, I think that's
that.
I can kind of see that, like,
oh,
that style
of
music
too,
though.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it with My Generation. It was her anthem. She said, "Scott knows me."
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Did America connect? Did you connect, Violet?
I didn't.
Really?
I know.
It's okay.
I wanted
it's
to.
Okay. Just drink that haterade.
I really wanted to connect with her. I was like, great. Now if I say something negative, people are going to be like, oh, she's just hating.
Yeah,
but
she
I'm
is.
Really not. I'm trying, you know? I felt like the song was just. I don't know.
She was. What?
There's so much going on in the studio right now.
They're opening the doors at AfterBuzz because there's so much heat generated by all of us here right now.
We're so excited. I felt like, okay, she said, "You know me," to Scott, but she's also mentioned how she's so into pop music. I think it was even last week or a couple weeks ago. And that's where I see her. I see her as like a Gaga kind of singer, and when she, I think one week she did do Gaga, and I freaking loved it because it was so good. I don't know. I feel like this whole rock pop punk. thing is just an act.
I think she made this song like a pop rock song is what was cool about it. And I thought she sounded incredible. And I thought she took the song and made it something you could hear on Top 40 right now.
Yeah. She reminds me of... She could be like a Hot Hot Heat or the Kooks. Like, stuff like that. But then with just her vocals put into it.
I'm like, who? Maybe because it's just not my kind of music. Yeah.
But I thought it was such a strong vocal, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was very strong. So what about My Immortal, Evanescence?
I loved it.
Pause. The second one was the one where she did it with the acoustic, right?
No,
that's the third.
That's the third. My Immortal is her at the piano.
Oh, no, I know that, but I'm saying...
The first one, she had the flag around
her. I know that, but that... So it's the second... It's the acoustic one that was weird, just
that's
like the judges said.
That's the third one. We get that.
Okay, no, for sure. Go ahead.
I thought this was amazing because I liked that. I think this song has the capacity to really be oversung.
Climax. Right.
And she didn't even go there. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. I thought she made it, like... It almost seemed more personable.
She sang that so, so good. You liked that one.
I agree. Yes. I thought it was amazing.
That one was incredible.
Yeah.
That one was
That's where I like her voice. That's the kind of... I guess that's a rock-ish
song. She's like a Christina Perry, which she already sang one of her songs. Yeah. But that's totally what she... But you don't know Christina Perry either. I'll show you, girl.
Yeah.
They're having a moment here live. On
But also, I wanted to mention with her going home, I always felt like her whole, like, oh, I'm like this little dorky girl was an act. And I felt like she was full of herself. Maybe because she was so good ever since auditions. But honestly, seeing her going home and how emotional she got, I know she's genuine and she's a humble person, so I'm sorry.
And I think she has a star quality about her. Mm-hmm. Like, just how she carries herself. Like, she's going to have a career after the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think Scott Borchetta recognizes that.
Yes, he does.
You know, so what did we think of the last one, though? And that was Misery Business, I believe, by Paramore.
Okay, I would like to say this, and she talked to me about this too. The arrangement she did is on the Paramore Deluxe version of their album. And it's not like she like took the song and ruined it. That's like a Paramore thing. They have a whole CD where they do it like that. So when the judges were saying like, oh, you didn't stay true to the song, like, no, that's actually how Paramore does it.
Okay.
The only thing I didn't like with the thing was the setup. I think she should have stayed sitting the whole time and just done it acoustic. But I thought she sounded great.
I think I didn't. Yeah, maybe I just wish that it wasn't her last performance. I felt like that.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't like a.
Yeah, it was cool because it was very Jax. Jax, you know, she makes all her stuff sound great. But it was underwhelming just because it was the third performance, and we all kind of wanted to be wowed by each one of them.
Yes,
but it was so great. She's so good. She's like a Ray Vaughan. Like, it doesn't matter what she does, she's good.
I wish she would have done the second. If she could have, in a perfect world, would have done the second song last.
Yes.
Because you would have left a silence that would have sucked out the room.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what you want, and that's how you end it. Drop the mic.
Yes.
Violet, what do you think?
I absolutely hated this. I thought it was horrifyingly horrible. I'm sorry to Paramore, who actually did this version, which is a whole other issue. But I feel like if you're going to do an acoustic song, do it acoustic. Like, don't keep the vocals how it would be with the music, and then keep, I guess, the arrangement, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
She was
and I felt like she was
during the acoustic.
She was speaking the lyrics to us. She wasn't singing. I didn't hear any vocals in there. She was just like kind of yelling it at us. I'm just like, this is really bad.
No, okay, but now here's the thing. Now, wouldn't this be kudos to Jax as who she is? Because she, all season long, in probably her whole life, she's always made bold choices. Choices that sometimes make you scratch your head. But she's being true to who she is as an artist. As an artist, you're going to crash and burn a few times. There are artists that have, like, their second albums are just horrid. They're horrible, but they always... But she's willing to take that chance, and that's a sign of a true artist.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she... I would have liked her more if she had gone even more bold and...
Yeah,
done it completely
acoustic.
She would have
rocked it out. I think it would have been way more.
Or done that.
Moment.
Like, choose one or the other. Don't kind of do the middle lane.
But I don't think... I thought she sounded really good, I guess, is where we disagree. Because I think that's kind of just how that song is. It's really punchy and shouty, and that's just the song.
But the regular version, she sings it like it's a powerful song. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, fans are really agreeing with you, Violet, and they love you to pieces some stuff. And Jason, so yes, the Jason fan club continues. But
thank you, guys.
We love you guys.
I mean, overall, tonight... I have never seen like a top four this close.
It's like you have no
even
idea.
Last season, we're like, oh, it's going to be Caleb and Gina in the finale.
Yeah,
we knew it the whole way through.
Right,
absolutely.
This season, we're like.
And especially because, and the judges said this also, though, you know, because it's a matter of your performance. And, I mean, they had three performances, so each one, they're like even. However, with the exception of Nick, because Nick, all three of his were great.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we are all, like, you know, devoted to certain people and whatnot.
I guess so, because I think Nick's all three were really, really good. But Jack's all three were, like, completely different.
Right. So that's the thing, though. We like the variety. We like the sound. I mean, I don't know, but the tour is going to be great. Summer's going to be awesome with them performing. Hopefully they can produce something together, or I don't know. I love them though; they're so cool. And now I'm extra biased because I'm
awesome. And overall, just a fantastic show tonight. I mean, mm-hmm. I usually grade them, and I gave out so many A's. I'm serious. Before we get who won the night and who's going home. Should we move on to some newsy, gossipy stuff?
Sure.
Oh, before we do that, I know we're supposed to have Matt call in, but he's having trouble with the phone line, so I don't think he's going to get through.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're here. If it's still available, let's see if we can get him in. Let's move on to news and gossip, see if we can fit him after that. So hit me with the music.
AfterBuzz TV News. So, this is going to be a weird finale this year because... they're not going to announce the top two till the end of next week's episode. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like a three-person finale. And then at the end, they're going to see who's going to be in the top two for the next night.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we okay with that as fans?
My heart's already, like, I'm already getting anxiety thinking about next week and sitting and watching the whole show.
And we got to share some. Here's, like, newsy, gossipy stuff of our own Violet Kanyon. Every finale, what have you done?
I've... been at the show?
Yes.
Yes, I've been at the show.
But wait, you missed, what did you you missed your graduation.
Oh, that. I left my college graduation, like, way early so I could go to the finale that year. That was 2009. I don't remember
good
who it was.
If that's not a super fan, I don't know what is, but what else did you get out of them tonight, Jason? Come on, some scoop.
They all got the original songs now that Scott picked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Scott was saying that he thinks the songs are going to be better this season because he's the one picking A, so he's really good, but B, he's been spending time with the artists, and
so
a lot of times
that
it's a producer, he's not like working with them musically,
right.
So I think that'll be cool. And then I also asked Scott if he's gonna drop an Idol winner after their first album if it flops, because that's what he said he's gonna try really hard not to.
Jason, what do you... That's just...
You're crazy.
That's such... should have been a tease to make them watch you wear AfterBuzz TV. Watch all the interviews. I'm telling you, you're slaying it all season, man. And let me also say, the fans actually... they thought... overall, I was watching the chat roll, and a lot of them picked Scott. Mm-hmm. His picks were the best songs of the night.
Yeah, I think besides Rayvon's song, Scott's were the best picks.
So, I mean, I can't wait to see what he does with the winner. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so let us move on. To predicciones.
Dun, dun, dun.
Predictions.
Okay.
Cue the spooky music.
Oh, God, I don't know.
All right. But first off, we'll start off. Favorite. Who won the night?
Nick.
Let me finish the sentence. Good Lord. Okay, who won the night?
Nick won the night, but the most memorable performance was Earned It by Clark Beckham.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Belt It Like Beckham.
Oh,
okay.
Well, it depends on
I am. It's just that second song by Nick, the way he had the crowd going. That's gonna seal. Pro Clark.
That song is the perfect like match.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's who Nick is as an artist, and it's just good.
I know, you little son of a gun.
Right? And let's not forget, Jax had her moment too. I mean, I can't pick.
Okay, I know. I'm going to say for sure Jax will be in the finale.
Yeah, ditto.
Okay, so we're going. Okay, so who's going home? All right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I literally don't know. And I'm not just saying that to be nice.
I almost want Jax to win because I don't want to have to pick between the two boys.
I know.
Okay. I know.
Violet knows. I'm so glad. And the chat roll is going to love you.
Who? It's going to be... oh, Matt's on.
Oh.
Perfect timing.
That was fantastic, Violet.
Hey, Matt. Can you hear us?
Yes, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, good.
I hope you're. It's not beyond your bedtime. Ladies and gentlemen, AfterBuzz TV Nation, chat roll, YouTube, iTunes, put your hands together for Mr. Matt Gerard. Yes, Michigan boy by heart, but more so season 8 finalist. The first person who got the save.
That is
ever.
That's pretty historic right there.
So what's going on? Are you following the season so far?
Yeah, a little bit. I actually I was cramming a little bit over the last few days, trying to catch up. I've been so busy traveling around, and I just got a chance to catch up, and got blown away by that. By the contestants, for sure. So I kind of caught it all in the last few days.
Do you have a favorite that you're rooting for?
Oh, man. So I just watched tonight. I don't know when this is airing or whatever, but I just watched one of the more recent ones, and Jax just blew me away.
She has that effect on
Jax for the win.
All right, there you go.
Wow, that is awesome. Fans are in chat rooms. I love Matt and whatnot. But what has got, you know, the reason I think it's perfect having you on, because I know some of the contestants actually watched the show as well. Like, what would you share, like, life post-Idol? Like, how has your life changed? Because I know, I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff as well. We opened with your song, of course. And give us the name of the track as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The song, Baby Girl, right?
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a fan blanket. Like it.
Yeah, I think basically what I would tell them is, you know, I mean, yeah, I've been really busy still. You know, I don't know how many, 6 years? It's been a long time, you know, and this weekend I'm playing with a symphony in, you know, in Baton Rouge, and I just did a private event in, you know, Nashville, and I'm recording a new record right now. So, I mean, I'm still, you know, this is my life. It's my living, you know. I live in Michigan, so I'm not, like, you know, blowing up in L.A. or, like, touring with Queen like Adam Lambert or anything.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm still doing it as a musician. I mean, I'm still my living. I'm making a good living doing it, you know, I guess for now. And it's my dream, so I just keep chasing it. But I would tell the contestants now to, you know, don't let all the fame and all the attention you're getting right now go to your head. Because, you know, I mean, in the real world, you know, a lot of those fans, you know, who are voting for you, will not necessarily buy your record unless, you know, they really like what you're putting out. So, you know, I would just tell them to write great songs, you know, take their time and, you know, make sure what you're putting out is quality, and then make sure it's you, because, you know, that you got one shot at it, really, you know. So that's what I would tell them.
That's great advice, because we hear about so many people, so many Idol artists, even winners, who get dropped after their first album. Yeah. So.
You know,
I know, it's so sad.
You know, and now we already said, you know, you talked about Jax and whatnot. But what is something that each artist that you see left, what can they do to actually win American Idol? Let's take, for instance, let's start with Nick. What does Nick have to do to win?
Man, he's cool. I mean, like I said, I like kind of just got to watch these guys the last couple of days, and he's got a cool style, you know. And I like his, like, you know, his swag on stage, you know. He's got a cool thing. I think that, I think he's a little bit more of a seasoned performer than, I don't know what, I'm forgetting everyone's name.
Clark or...
I'm being like that Idol fan, like, the one with the hair, and the one with the outfit, and the X on the face. No. I think that he can probably just loosen up a little bit. I think both the guys, I would say, maybe just, you know, try something a little different. I think America has seen, like, a lot of, you know, like, white guys with a guitar standing there, you know. I think they want to see a little bit, you know, even if they're talented as all get out, you know, you just got to switch it up a little bit and try something out of your comfort zone. That's what I would say to the guys, because they're both really good singers. I mean, I was blown away by both of them. They're, like, way better than me. But at the same time, it's like, you know, loosen up a little bit, try something new, you know. And just have fun.
Well, I mean, you've done a lot.
Jax is out there about to win this thing.
Nice. No, but you yourself, I mean, I think we got to give some more credit where credit's due. I mean, you performed the Grand Ole Opry. What was that like?
Oh, that was super cool. I mean, most people who ever perform there are doing country, and I got an honor to perform there with, doing a jazz song. I'm a very jazzy guy. And I did a jazz song at the Grand Ole Opry, which was, like, awesome. But, no, it's hallowed ground, you know. When I was out there in Nashville living and playing a lot, I got a chance to be on a duet record with Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum and all these big names. And we got to perform the lead single, and it went number one, you know, and just from mentioning it on American Idol, just mentioning the song. I didn't even sing it. I just mentioned it, and it went number one. Like, that's how big that show is, you know.
That's crazy.
The power of it. But I got to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, and it was just like, you know, gave me goosebumps just like, you know, walking out on that stage. So, yeah, I've done a lot of cool things. You know, Idol's opened a lot of doors. I've traveled the world. I get to play all over the place. I've met a lot of great people and touched lives just with singing. It's a weird thing when you leave your little small town playing piano in a lobby at a hotel. You know what I mean? You come back and there's like 6,000 screaming people like outside your house. Like, yeah! I mean, it's just like, it's really weird. But you just got to make the best of it, have fun, don't let it go to your head.
You know,
have a good time.
And I want to say, you know, you just mentioned that the last 6 years of your life have really changed. Where do you see the next six years? Or where do you see you going from here?
Well, I recently got engaged.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. And so, and she's got two little ones, and so I'm pretty much, you know, they used to call me Maddie G on Idol, now I'm Daddy G. So I'm like, you know, starting a family, and really excited for that chapter, but, you know, at the same time, they're like my little biggest fans, like my 2-year-old, Brinley. You know, baby girl's her favorite song. Like, we pick her up from Giles and daycare, and she's just like, baby girl! You know, like, she, like, loves that. So it's exciting for me to start a family and that kind of chapter. And, you know, I'm recording a new record, and I have a new management team out of Nashville who are really good and just really on it, and they've got some new plans for me. So hopefully, you know, I'm also writing for other artists, so I'm writing for other idols and other country artists, so I would love to have, like, a couple big hits, you know, that I wrote, maybe not sang, and then obviously that, you know, could fuel my career where I can, you know, kind of do whatever I want, so I don't have to worry about, you know, making sure I have an X amount of gigs a month, you know what I mean? So it'd just be nice to, like, have some more songwriting success, and I really see that coming just from what's been going on lately, just honing in on my skills.
Well, Matt, I just want to say you're always, always welcome here. AfterBuzz is home to you, and please, whenever you want to, you know, push the record out, let us know, of course. But now, where can they find you? Like, where, you know, your website and your social media and whatnot, for fans to keep track of what's going on in your life.
Yeah, I was going to say, right now I'm driving down like a lonely street in Michigan down to Taco Bell, so... No, you can check me out on Twitter, letter I, letter M, so I'm Matt Gerard, M-A-T-T-G-I-R-E-U-D, and then that's the same on Instagram and all that, and then I have a website, mattgerardmusic.com, and I'm touring all over with symphonies and stuff. I'm playing a show with a couple other idols called Symphony Idol, where we get to show up and play with, like, massive orchestras and do, like, you know, classic Motown stuff. So that's kind of fun, pays the bills, and it's a good time. So,
who else is with you on that?
If you can make it to one of those, come out.
Yeah, absolutely. No, no, you come on by as well. Who else are you singing, you know, on that Symphony Idol?
I don't know if you guys remember Lakeisha Jones. She was probably a year or two before me. She was from Flint. And then Haley Scarnato,
okay,
who was a couple of years. And I'm also touring, like, we go to Mexico and Punta Cana. I'm doing some Haley Reinhardt and Casey Abrams. We're working together
very
a lot.
Cool. Oh, we've had Casey on the show. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Cool. Yeah,
it's fantastic. So, but Matt, thank you for staying up, because I know it's like 4 a.m. out there. I mean, geez.
Hey, I got a song called 4 a.m. You got to play that one next.
We tied it all in. It was all in the script, man. No, but after
those days. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Big round of applause.
Thanks so much,
everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey.
There we go.
Well, that's it for
another show. Oh my God! It's like I got the judges' save again.
So that does it for us tonight, everybody. So did we say our predictions? I think we did pretty much. Violet was the only one brave enough to say it. So. Let us know where we can find you, Steph. Let's start with you.
Hey, you guys, you can find me
on...
We need
the music, huh?
I know, right? No, it's okay. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, as well as on Snapchat and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
And Violet, how about yourself?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Violet Kanyon.
Jason.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Snapchat at Jason Eichler.
Nice. And Brittany, where can they find you?
BrittanyGustafson.com, BrittanyGustafson.com.
Wow, that was awesome. Thank you for putting up with us. And, of course, you can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter and Periscope. So, the lovely Brittany, yes, Stephanie, Violet, Jason, I'm JC. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Chat roll rules.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Love you, Raybon!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.